Many kids have the dream of playing Major League Baseball. This man got his chance for one inning. Interestingly, that one inning made him very famous over two decades after his death. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's time to take your fields to the next level. Farm Journal has a great lineup for you at Yield Academy 2026. Join us August 20th in Rochester, Minnesota to gain practical, hands-on information and advice to make the most of your crop production. Farm Journal agronomists Ken Berry and Missy Bauer will be there to help you unlock more out of every acre. Make a plan to join us and then stick around for the crop tour finale. Register today at farmjournalyieldacademy.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
This man played Major League Baseball, and he certainly gets plenty of notoriety for the brief time he was in the big leagues.
His official name is Archibald Wright Graham. They called him Doc Moonlight Graham because he was very fast.
Shelley Lampe lives in Chisholm, Minnesota, the town Moonlight Graham would eventually call home. Baseball was his love as a young man.
He played a lot of minor baseball. He eventually got his chance to play in one inning of a New York Giants baseball game.
On June 29, 1905, in the eighth inning of a Giants baseball game, he took the place of outfielder George Brown. He was on deck to bat in the top of the ninth when the final out of the game was recorded. It was the only time he ever appeared in a major league game. He eventually left baseball for the career that brought him to this small town.
He was a physician. He was known for helping out with the nationwide polio epidemic. Apparently, he saved quite a few lives.
And Doc Graham would perhaps have only been known for being a doctor if not for author W.P. Kinsella, who wrote Graham into his book, Shoeless Joe, upon which the classic film Field of Dreams was based, starring Kevin Costner. Costner's character and Doc Graham talked about what it was like to only appear in one inning of a Major League Baseball game.
You came this close. I mean, it would kill some men to get that close to their dream and not touch it. They'd consider it a tragedy.
Son, if I'd only gotten to be a doctor for 5 minutes, now that would have been a tragedy.
Graham passed in 1965 in Chisholm at the age of 88. Townspeople just knew him as a doctor until the movie was released.
And then everybody thought he was just some major baseball player throughout his life before he was a doctor. And come to find out that he really wasn't.
This town celebrates Doc Moonlight Graham Days annually, a celebration to honor the doctor who helped so many and the man who became famous in the movies for having played but one Major League Baseball inning. Traveling the countryside in Chisholm, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.